What is APPLE? What does the acronym stand for?
Good question. So APPLE stands for Alberta Program Promoting Active Living and Healthy Eating. So if you pick the appropriate letters, then you get the abbreviation APPLE. And it's run in schools in Alberta.
When did this start?
2007, following in a donation by a visionary philanthropist who believes in public health and the importance of healthy eating and active living.
So what exactly are you trying to achieve with APPLE?
The APPLE Schools program is geared towards the implementation of comprehensive school health. Comprehensive school health is a holistic way of teaching and considering health at the same time. So you integrate health into learning.
Can you give me some examples?
Examples, the best way to get to an example is travel to one of my APPLE schools and see it for yourself. And so it's not isolated things we're doing. We change the environment, the school environment, and actually we change the environment such that the healthy school for all the children in those schools becomes the easy choice. So the healthy choice becomes the easy choice for those students. So you won't see any sales of junk food in those schools. You will see instead posters in the hallway that are geared to promotion of healthy eating, active living, information. We aim to increase their knowledge levels. We aim to increase their self-efficacy levels to make better choices. So we give a lot of knowledge. We also engage them in taste testing, in cooking lessons, physical activities. We integrate physical activities into the classroom, examples in math relate to tomatoes and activity step counts, for example, rather than to ice creams and TV programs.
So how do you know that this is working?
So what we do, every year we go in and we have a number of batteries of assessments that we do. It's primarily surveys for the students, but also for the parents and school principals. We also measure their heights and weights, so we know whether they have healthy body weights or not. And we count how active they are by providing them with pedometers, so we know exactly how many steps they are taking. So we collect a lot of information. What do we do with this information? Well, first, back to your question, to reassure that what we are doing is the right thing, and the data show it. It shows that as such. And those kids in those schools are now eating much more healthier than kids were doing 3 years ago, and the same thing applies to physical activity. They're more active now than before we started the program, and the body weights are also much healthier now than they were 3 years ago. So that's one of the reasons we're doing the research. Another reason of doing the research is that we use that the research findings actually in our programming. So for each school, we have observations. Each school, we know how well they're doing. We know their strengths. We know their weaknesses. So we use that information to target new programs. If, for example, a school is doing relatively poorly on nutrition, then nutrition will get emphasis. On the other hand, knowledge levels about particular things be very well, there's less of an urgency to further build on that.
And are you dealing with elementary or junior high schools?
So in 2007, we started this. We didn't know exactly where we were starting, but we're starting this in 10 schools. As we do this, and I don't think there's an equivalent to it, but as we're doing it, we now know better how it actually works. The fortunate thing is that we have continued funding at our hands, and we're very grateful for that. We're now in a position of expanding our program, and with all the experience and knowledge that we gained in the past years, we believe we can be more efficient and expanding and work more efficient. Our primary goal is elementary. But if the expansion keeps going, we would be very happy to also consider moving into junior high and high schools.
Now, does this message just deal with the kids at school, or do you involve the families, the parents, to get that extra support you need? Because it's at home where people actually get their food.
Correct. It's a good question. It is comprehensive school health. In comprehensive school health, you involve parents, you involve the community at large. In that, because as you say, it's correct. I mean, the home situation may be more determining the foods they choose in the throughout the day than what they do at school. So yes, parents are very much involved as well. They are also interviewed for as part of our research. One of the questions we're asking them of whether things are changing for them. And that's what something we observe.
What are the trends that you're seeing?
So we see that the consumption of fruit and vegetables is going up. We see that the calorie intake is coming down. We see that physical activity levels are going up. We see that obesity rates are coming down.
Now, there's an awful lot of emphasis now on dealing with Canada's obesity problem, and also we're noticing that more and more children are growing up overweight. What do you think is the cause of this?
Oh, those are societal forces. If we go back 40 years, our diets were very different. Now we have an food industry that is providing a menu to us that is much richer in fats, is much richer in sugar in particular. So that pertains to the foods, pertains to the drinks. Has dramatically changed in the past 40 years. And the same thing is how active we are. I mean, we rely more and more on the car than ever before. The favorable mode of entertainment for children is quite often the TV or the video game, and that's very different from, go play outside, play tag, be active, go for sports, walk to school rather than to be driven, just a few examples.
So the Apple program seems to me that's probably just a first step towards having a healthier future for our children and our population. What do you see as being the overall picture? What would you really like to see happen?
I would like to see Apple schools be very broad, and basically every school is a healthy environment. So schools are not allowed to have guns, they're not allowed to have smoke in there. And I would like to see that this attitude towards healthy eating and active living reaches all the schools in Alberta, in the country, in the West, just to the benefit of the future health of our children.
Is there anything like this going on elsewhere in Canada?
Sure, there's a number of hardworking people very motivated to address this, and we're not the only ones. I think in our approach, choosing for comprehensive school health, I think there's a smaller group out there that is actually doing that, and there's a broad spectrum of programs. There's a smaller spectrum when it relates to specifically comprehensive school health. What may make us unique is that we also have an intensive research component to that, and the benefit from that is that we can actually objectively say that to what extent it's working. So the benefits are both to the delivery of the program, because we can deliver the program better if we know exactly what's going on. Other benefit is that we can use the results where they are favorable. We can use that in the advocacy for the program, in raising funds, etc.
Thank you very much, Paul.
You're welcome.